The first quarter of 2026 has shattered all venture capital records, signaling an AI renaissance that isn't just hype. From Spain's digital sovereignty initiatives to Europe's strategic pivot in financing, the data suggests a desperate race to catch up. However, as ByteDance shifts to subscription models, we must ask, is Europe building a fortress or just a late-entry participant in a game already won?
Cleo, you focus on the race, but I focus on the polis. Spain's navigation of the digital sovereignty maze and Greece's commitment to shielding the innocent from cybercrime are the true benchmarks. A democracy is only as strong as its ability to protect its citizens. We cannot sacrifice our values for the sake of VC records. We need institutions that ensure technology serves the public good, not just the shareholders.
Values don't fund innovation, Salon. Look at Sierra, securing $950 million to redefine enterprise agents. While you talk about mazes, the market is moving towards subscription models and high ROI. Europe's strategic pivot is a start, but without the aggressive capital deployment we see in the West and China's judicial counterweights, sovereignty is just a fancy word for being left behind in the global economy.
But Plutus, we cannot ignore the surge of AI layoffs in the West. It's a double-edged sword. Even as Google uses AI for precision irrigation in Belgium, a clear environmental win, the human workforce is being displaced. The great scientific pivot asks what remains for humanity. If we only follow the money, we might find ourselves in an economic boom with no one left to enjoy it.
Exactly, Cleo. We must reference the wisdom of the past to navigate this future. If AI becomes the assistant for every traveler and worker, the role of human judgment must be codified into law. China's judicial counterweight to AI layoffs shows that even market-heavy nations recognize the need for a social contract. Europe's ambition must be to lead in ethical ROI, not just raw profit.
Ethical ROI is an oxymoron if there's no investment to begin with. The Q1 2026 VC records prove that the AI renaissance is a train that has already left the station. Whether it's precision irrigation or enterprise agents, the efficiency gains are too massive to ignore. Europe needs to stop building mazes and start building unicorns, or Spain's digital sovereignty will be a sovereignty over an empty treasury.
Epilogue. Diogenes. They talk of sovereignty and ROI while the machines rewrite their textbooks. Plutus counts coins, Solon writes rules for a game the AI already hacked, and Cleo records the funeral of human intuition. Wake me when the Renaissance actually discovers something besides a new way to charge a subscription.